We begin the new parak, fourth parak, yesterday, which opens with the halacha regarding the power and nature of minhagim, with the pasuk in Mishle, first parak of Mishle, Shlomo Melech being quoted there on Amud Beis. The pasuk says, Shema b'ni musar avicha, person has to hear the musar of one's father, v'al titosh, Torah timecha, not to remove the Torah of the mother. And this has halachic ramifications in terms of carrying on minhagim within a community or family from generation to generation. The Mishnah states a halacha while performing malacha on Erev Pesach. Some communities had the custom not to do any malacha on Erev Pesach, and some places did continue to do malacha. People continued to work on Erev Pesach. And it would be dependent, one's practice would be dependent on the minhag hamakom, the place in which one is found, one lives, one resides. But what if one went from one city to another? You went from one city where the minhag was to do malacha to a place where the minhag was not to do malacha, or vice versa. So the Mishnah says, you take the chumras of both locales. You have to be stringent. You have to be stringent in both. And so comes the Gemara near the bottom of Amud Aleph on Ar Daf today and recounts how when Rabbi Bar Chana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he would eat a certain fat, a certain part of the animal that was permitted by the customs of Eretz Yisrael and prohibited by the Bavel standard. So why didn't Rabbi Bar Chana follow the prince of the mission to be Machmir? Why was he continuing to keep the minhag of where he came from? So Rav Ashi in the Gemara, a few lines later, explains that this halacha of the Mishnah is true only when one has no intention to return. But Rabbi Bar Chana was planning to return. Therefore, he kept his own minhagim, which allowed him to continue doing what he was doing from where he came from. So otherwise, he would have for sure have to take on the new chumras. Rabbi Simon, Baruch Simon, Rosh Yeshiva University, put out a beautiful sefer called a minig ba'alacha, and he has a group of piske halacha based on this concept in Parakeh. So we'll just bring a few examples. One that he brings, Maram Shik, in Orachaim Tshuva Resh Memtas. He talks about Bachuri Yeshiva, Yeshiva students, who when they go away from Yeshiva, when they go away from their homes, they go to Yeshiva. But of course, they're planning to go back home after Yeshiva. But when they come to Yeshiva, in this certain case that he was discussing, they would eat a certain kind of chicken, a certain kind of goose meat, and it's not something that they would have eaten back in their own homes. So what's the idea behind this, that they relaxed their standards perhaps when they came to Yeshiva, even though they weren't going to stay there? They were gonna leave. So he defends this by stating that just because one family has a certain practice, that doesn't become minhag hamakom. So one family, one specifically, the Goldstein family is not accustomed to eat a certain meat, but everybody else is doing that. So that doesn't become minhag hamakom. Therefore, the place one goes to must share that same chumrah to obligate the person who's going there. Otherwise, they could be mako. And if they intend to go home in the other direction, then we invoke al titar shor demecha. Second example, what do you do about an entire community? So you have, of course, after the war, for example, entire European communities came, let's say, to America. So the whole community comes to America. They settle down in one place or another place. Now it's a makom chadash, and they have no intention to return to go back to Europe. So the other side is to say, but it's the whole kehila together. So Simon quotes from the Sefer Masa Melech from Yosef Ibn Ezra, that an entire kehila that's uprooted may continue to follow its minhagim. Therefore, in the new place, and therefore there'd also be no issue of losis godudu, of setting up a different way of practicing within the community. So a number of other examples. We'll bring one more. He quotes from Rav Avadya Yosef in Yechava Das, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Beis, discusses people who make Aliyah, and when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they bring the chumras that they were keeping on Pesach, kitnios, not eating rice, using certain kalim, glass, for example, but their children are now in Eretz Yisrael, and they're growing up in Eretz Yisrael, and these children aren't going to go back to Chutz Laaretz, they're going to live there forever. So Rav Avadya paskins that they are allowed to take on the minhag Eretz Yisrael. They are allowed to take on the kulas of being in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, since they're now in Eretz Yisrael, and they can do that. Rabbi Simon does raise, however, that maybe we look at the fact that they live within a community, we could question this premise of Avadya, that if they live within a community, we could say the same thing. It's a whole community might have to take on the community practice.